who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore, I made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his majesty among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's pray. Father, give us grace now this morning to preach. We pray for those that are missing from our assembly this morning. We don't know the reason or the circumstance, so we pray that you'd give grace and meet needs, minister to hearts, restore them to our fellowship as soon as you see fit. But I pray now for those that are assembled in this place. Give us something to rejoice our heart in these last days. Strengthen us and encourage us in the faith. We'd thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I think it was last weekend, or maybe the weekend before, but sometime in recent history, I took my bride and my daughter and a couple of our grandchildren and our associate pastor, Reverend Lewis Steele, and his bride and his family, and we went to a black church for a gospel singing. They were having Brian Free and Assurance. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know which is stranger, that the black church was having Brian Free or we went to a black church to hear him. But whatever, we went and they were there and it was good. Amen. And I must confess, I always enjoy going to black churches. They get a little loose. Right. Amen. And they're not at all like you dead or dying Baptist that sit there with the grace of God in your heart and the gloom of hell on your face. They enjoy their religion.
Yes.
Amen. And I enjoy people that enjoy it.
Amen.
Anyway, before they sang a song, they sang a song, Brian Free did, and they were talking about being in this large church up in New York, and they were going to sing a song entitled, As Long As I've Got King Jesus, I Got All I Need. Now, when he said that, the Spirit moved on me. And I wrote down a quick 10-point outline. And I tucked it away in the archives of my vest pocket of my suit coat. And then I waited for 40 minutes until they actually sang the song. And so I wrote this message before they sang it. But once they sang it, I knew that I had been moved by the Holy Ghost and that this thing was divinely inspired. And so this morning, I want to bring you a message entitled, As Long As I Got King Jesus, I Got All I Need. Amen. And that's the honest truth. You know, when I got saved a couple years ago, had no idea in this world what all I got when I got Jesus. But the truth is, I got all I need when I got him. And it's been some 33 years now, and it's been good the whole time. And so this morning I just wanted to kind of rejoice a little and revel in him a little and be thankful to him a lot. And Lord willing, the church don't rise. I'm not going to say anything ugly or nasty or negative about anybody or anything. And y'all wonder what church you've been to. But just trust me, you're still at King James, and we won't make a habit of this. Amen? So enjoy it while it lasts. A couple years ago, you saw billboards and advertisements in magazines. Jeff Gordon, with milk, a mustache made out of milk, and the caption would say, Got milk? And then, of course, everybody jumped on the bandwagon. You know how they do. And pretty soon I saw billboards that said, got beef. I saw one that says, got cheese, you know. And the idea is, if you need this, if you got this, you got what you need. If you don't got this, you don't got what you need. And so it's like every fad. A few years ago, they had that thing, where's the beef? And everybody got to using that little saying. And so I saw all those billboards and signs and advertisements about got this and got that. Then I heard the title of that song the other night, and I thought, well, bless God, I got King Jesus.
Amen.
Well, what did I got when I got him? I got it all, buddy. Now, I know what I had before. I had doubt and fear, wickedness and sin and discontent, dread, lack of joy, lack of peace, no certainty, no sureness. Truth is, I didn't have much of anything. I mean, nothing that counted. Then I got saved by God's grace, and I got Jesus right here. And as long as I got King Jesus, I got all I need. Let me share with you some things that I got when I got Jesus. And if you got Jesus, you got him too.
Amen.
Number one, when I got Jesus, as long as I got King Jesus, I got peace in my soul.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know about you, but that's a great treasure. The world and the United States and Europe especially are filled overflowing with people who have no peace of mind. If you go down to the mental institutions and the mental hospitals and all the psychiatric doctors and those kind of people that deal with mental illness, they have waiting lists for patients. They can't see them all. America and the world are going about half nuts because people have no peace in their mind.
That's right.
And they have no peace in their mind because they have no peace in their soul. And for all their blather about being modern and being up to date and being scientific and being educated and being philosophical, they still worry about life after death. They still worry about heaven and hell. They still worry about the judgment. You know that's so because if they didn't care one way or the other, they wouldn't bother to persecute you and poke fun of you because you mention religion and God and the hereafter. But they feel compelled to belittle you and humiliate you and put you down so that they can protect the little facade they built for themselves that enables them to live in a world without peace in their heart. Amen. And so the world doesn't know much about peace, but I got it.
Amen.
When I got Jesus, I got peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And in the midst of the most raging storm, in the darkest hour of my life, when everything seems to be coming apart at the seams, down deep in my soul, there's a still small voice that says, peace, be still. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, so give I. And I've got that quiet, settled peace that comes from knowing that you're right with God and that God is your Father and that your sins are forgiven. And I have the peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
I don't know about you, buddy, but as long as I got King Jesus, I got peace in my soul. And it's not determined and it's not affected by external circumstances.
Amen.
It's a settled peace. It's an unshakable peace. It's something God gave me as an anchor for my soul when I got saved. Secondly, not only do I have peace in my soul, but as long as I got King Jesus, I got a song in my mouth. Now, before you begin to protest that you just assumed I didn't have a song in my mouth, I got one anyway. Now, I know some of y'all are going to have a heart attack because you know I can't sing a note. A group a few years ago sang a song about a fella who liked the Antioch Church House Choir. and he tried out 47 years in a row. And he sang with a voice loud and rough. And they said, instead of getting any better, every year he just got a little worse. He couldn't sing a lick, don't you know? They wrote that for me. I can't sing. But I'll tell you what. If you could see right down here, about 12, 13 inches below my mouth, you'd see I got a song, buddy.
Amen.
And I hum it, and I sing it. Now, some days it's only one line out of one song, and I do it over and over and over and over again. I'm a master of one-liners. And sometimes I'll start to sing the line and I can't remember all of it again. And so I'll sing two or three words and hum the last couple. I've still got the tune, but the words are gone. But I'm here to tell you, buddy, since the day I got saved, I've had a song in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. And while I can't sing, buddy, I can buy CDs.
Amen.
If I can't sing myself, I hire me somebody to do it. Throw them in the front seat of my car, put them in the front seat of my truck, carry them down to the church house, carry them down to the house, and wherever I go, I hear singing. I don't listen to any country music.
Amen.
I don't listen to any rock and roll. I don't listen to any rap. I don't listen to classical. I don't listen to any. I listen to God's music.
Amen.
Now, some of y'all say, well, preacher, I like a little country. I don't care what you like. It's free country. Listen to anything you want to. It's dirty. It's vulgar. It's ungodly. It's not going to make you think on things that are right and holy and pure. But it's your life and your relationship with God. Help yourself. You won't be stupid, be stupid. You're guaranteed that right under the Constitution. But as for me, I'm going to listen to God's music. I want songs that talk about Jesus Christ. I want songs that talk about heaven. I want songs that talk about coming up out of the ground. I want songs that talk about that reunion day. Amen. I want songs that give me joy and hope and increase my faith. And buddy, since the day I got saved, right after we got saved, we were going to a little, it was an independent Baptist church that was just totally Southern Baptist. It was called Long Creek Baptist Church, down in Meridian, Mississippi. And the pastor down there, Brother Jim Meadows, had a singing group come in on a Sunday afternoon called the Amigos. It was a Mexican band. I never heard any Southern gospel. I certainly never heard any Southern gospel sung by a bunch of Mexicans. But they were pretty good. And they introduced me and my family to Southern gospel music, and it hasn't quit playing in our place since that day.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of my preacher brethren are down on me. I have a terrible reputation because they don't like it. They can listen to bluegrass. They can listen to all kind of stuff, but listen to that Southern gospel, for some reason, it is hellish, you know. I don't care. I like it. It lifts up my spirit. It stirs my heart. And as long as I got King Jesus, I got a song in my heart. Amen. And I'm going to listen to it. And when there ain't nobody around that I can offend, I'm going to sing it. Amen. I don't want to sing about she cheated on me and all that kind of nonsense. I want to talk about suddenly I was alive and he stood on the other side and there stood the woman that he loved all the day. I like that stuff.
Amen.
Amen. I like to hear little Siffy sing it.
Amen.
If his voice didn't give out, I'd make him sing it two or three more times. See why? Because it meets a need I have in my heart. I'm going to heaven one of these days. I got the King of Glory in here, and that's the kind of music he likes, and I like it. Long as I got King Jesus, I got a song in my mouth. Thirdly, as long as I got King Jesus, I got a new home in my future. Now, I put that in there on purpose, and especially because I'm tired of my wife handing me about fixing up the one we live in that's falling down.
Amen.
Well, I'm not going to either. Let it fall down. Buy another one. Make it last. Get a tent. Jesus is coming soon. I'm just teasing. I got nothing against nice houses and all that stuff. If you want to waste your money on it, go ahead. But it's going to fall down on you. Everybody buys one, first thing you do, they got to start fixing it up again. Here's some guy got a brand new house, ain't 6 months old, and that old cheap paint the builder put in there is all marked up and scuffed up, and you ain't been living in 6 months, you got to go spend $700-$800 to paint it on the inside. Amen. And the backyard don't drain, and the water stands, and mosquitoes grow, and you got to put down sheeting under the house because you got too much humidity, and mold's starting to get in there, and wife's getting headaches, and I just ain't that interested. Say, why? Because I got one on the way. I got a brand new home in my future. Amen? And buddy, when I get up there, it's what they call maintenance free. I'm working on a sermon called Things You'll Never Hear in Heaven. And I'll tell you this is not in the message, but I'll tell you what, here's something you'll never hear. Honey called a plumber. That's not in my outline, you understand, but I had to cull a lot of things. But I got a new house on the way. And it'll be maintenance free. And never they're going to break down, rot out, fall down. I'm not going to have to call it exterminator. I ain't going to worry about bugs and rats and all that stuff. I'm going to have me a house made in the heavens, not made with mortal hands. And I'd have to be a mason to get it.
Amen.
You know what the masons say, don't you? The masons say in the third degree, to become a master mason, they say, if thou shalt keep the concepts and precepts of Freemasonry, thou shalt have a home in the heavens not made with mortal hands. Hey, stupid, I got one anyway.
Amen.
Amen. King Jesus went to prepare me a place, and buddy, I'm going to get it one of these days. When I get up to glory, the house will be waiting. There'll be a sign there on the front door that says, welcome. It'd be mine. So I'm not too worried and too concerned about one down here. I probably need to be more concerned, but I got to make this one last till King Jesus comes. Fourthly, as long as I got King Jesus, I got a new body on the way.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't want to belabor the point because I've talked about it before, but I'm pretty happy with what I got, or I have been for most of my life, but of late, I've been a little disappointed in it. It seems to me that 60 is a little premature for it to start doing some of the things it's doing. You say, what's it doing? Well, it's quitting. It hurts and it aches and it won't twist like it used to. And if I climb much, my legs hurt and my eyes aren't. If I take my glasses off, all of y'all look better. Amen. I can't hear anymore. We were someplace the other day and I was trying to listen to somebody sing a song. I couldn't make out the words. There's a little background noise and all I get is fuzz anymore. All day yesterday, I kept rubbing my hand. I got arthritis in these fingers, and they were just throbbing yesterday. We were up in the mountains, and it was cold, and it just hurt. Eyes don't work. Ears don't work. Arthritis, rheumatism, bursitis. I got all them aches and pains and all that stuff. Now, the mind's still sharp. Ain't nothing slowed down there yet, buddy. Thank God I got a new body coming, amen? And you say, well, I like the one I got. Well, just give it a few more years. When I was 25 and 30, I was perfectly content with this one. But I'm here to tell you that time and miles have taken a toll. And it just ain't what it used to be, amen? And that new one is starting to look more gooder and more gooder all the time. And as long as I got King Jesus, I got me a brand new body on the way. This is a blessing. As long as I got King Jesus, I got brothers and sisters everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, if I weren't a Christian, I wouldn't have but a couple of friends in the whole wide world. I'm not a great mixer. I'm not a great conversationalist. I don't make friends. I tend to stand on the sideline and be a wallflower. I push myself sometimes because I'm a preacher and my wife says I'm supposed to mingle. But that ain't me. It's not what I do naturally. If you just left me alone, I'd just sit over in a corner and let y'all do whatever you want to do. And I'd poke fun out of you or whatever, you know. Somebody say amen. Some of y'all need to get a sense of humor. But, you know, I got saved, and I've been all over the country, and I've met men and women who were saved by God's grace. And while we didn't have anything else in common that I know of, we didn't live in the same place, we didn't look alike, we didn't like the same things, we had this in common. They are saved and they love Jesus Christ, and I'm saved and I love Jesus Christ. And so I got brothers and sisters everywhere. I got brothers and sisters up in Washington State. I got brothers and sisters up in Virginia. I got brothers and sisters in Alabama. I got brothers and sisters in Mississippi. I got brothers and sisters out in Texas. I got some brothers and sisters over in Hawaii. I got an extended family that goes halfway around the world. Amen? And so no matter where I go, I don't have to be with a bunch of strangers. I got family. That's a real blessing. Amen? Say, why? Well, nobody treats you better than family. Take you in, help you out, talk to you, fellowship with you, give you a meal, let you spend the night before we run you off. I'm glad I'm saved. As long as I got King Jesus, I got brothers and sisters all around the world. Do you ever think about this? Most of us don't have anything in common. And if we wasn't saved by God's grace, we wouldn't know each other and wouldn't care about each other and would never bother to see each other. Amen. We just go on our merry way and live our little lives and do our little thing and pass off into eternity, and that'd be the end of it. But because we have Jesus Christ in common, we are knit together and we're a family in Him. I don't know about you, I think that's a blessing. Amen. Say, well, when I get sick, I got more folks to pray for me. Amen. There's a lot of good reasons to have a lot of brothers and sisters. A big family is always better than a small family. Amen. Not only that, as long as I got King Jesus, I got hope in the hour of despair. Now, I wish it wasn't so, but it is. If you live long enough, trouble's coming. Live long enough, going to have hard times. Long enough, tragedy is going to strike you. Mark my words, it will not always be the other fella. Sooner or later, it catches up with you. And you'll be the one saying, well, you know, I never thought this had happened to me. My wife's got an aunt that she went to visit the other day, hadn't seen in a while, and kind of lost track of her. And she came to the funeral the other day, and my wife got to see her and talk to her, so she went by to visit her. And this old lady, real nice lady, Christian lady, loves the Lord, came to the funeral in a wheelchair. She had both legs amputated. Got real bad sugar diabetes. She got a little sore on her leg, couldn't get healed up. First thing you know, they had to take it off. First thing you know, they had to take the other one off. You know what she said? I never thought I'd end up like this. We never do. We never do. We never think it's going to be us. That kind of stuff. But it happening to somebody, and sometime sooner or later, it's going to be you. Amen. I'm here to tell you, if you live and breathe, trouble is coming. The Bible is always right. It said, man that's born a woman is a few days and full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. But when they come, and they will come, I have hope. Say, why? Because I have King Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have to give up in despair. I don't have to throw in the towel. I don't have to get drunk. I don't have to take Quaaludes. I don't have to take Black Beauties or Yellow Jackets or any of that other stuff. I don't have to get high on amphetamines or barbiturates or any of that stuff. I don't have to put a gun to the side of my head. When trouble comes and I am overwhelmed and I don't know which way to go, I can fall on my knees and bow my head and lift my heart to heaven, and King Jesus talks to me and comforts me and gives me peace and assurance. He's a very present help in the time of need. He's the God of all grace and the God of all comfort. As long as I got King Jesus, I got joy unshakable. Now, when I first wrote that, my wife said, "You mean unspeakable?" No, that's what the Bible verse said. We got joy unspeakable and full of glory. I said, I got joy unshakable. Means I can't lose it. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as long as I got King Jesus, I got a joy down here.
Amen.
See, what are you joy in? Do you joy your troubles and your heartaches and your misfortunes, your trials? No. I joy in the Lord.
Amen.
I was reading Pilgrim's Progress this morning. I read a little bit of every day there about it. I just like that little book. It's just wonderful. And Christian was talking about the joy he had. And he was in Vanity Fair, and nothing's going well, you know. They got him locked up in a cage and all that kind of stuff, and they're persecuting him. But Christians got joy anyway. See why? Well, because he didn't joy in the things of this world. It wasn't the things of this life that gave him joy. His joy was in the Lord. He rejoiced in his forgiveness. He rejoiced in his salvation. He rejoiced in the eternal security. He rejoiced in where he was going. He rejoiced in the company that went with him. See, we rejoice in the Lord. It's the things I have in God that put joy in my heart. Because this world can't take away what God gave me. What God gave me is inside.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is life in the spirit. It's internal. Amen. So this world, that's the reason Harlan Popoff could spend 12 and a half years in a Russian concentration camp and be tortured in prison and deprived every day of his life for 12 years and sit there in that thing and come back and write a book that said if prison walls could talk and talk about the joy that he experienced while he was in prison. Because he was not getting his joy from the things of this world. His joy was in the Lord. He could joy in his tribulation because he knows those that suffer for Christ will also reign with him. I got joy unshakable. In the worst trial or worst tribulation, it's still there.
Amen.
It's an unchangeable, unshakable joy because God changes not. Therefore, my joy changes not. As long as I got King Jesus, I got God in my heart. Amen. People say, well, we're trying to find God. Well, I don't need to find him right where he's right here.
Amen.
Amen. Them guys getting down on their knees, you know, lifting their heads up back and chanting all day long and getting louder and louder so God will hear them. I can whisper. And he hears me. And no matter where I'm at, he's never far away. He's always right there. Now, the Bible said, Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? I got Christ. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. So as long as I got King Jesus, I got God.
Amen.
I've got the fullness of the Godhead right here all the time. I can drive my truck down the highway and talk to God. I can stand in the shower and shampoo my hair and talk to God.
Amen.
I can stand around and listen to you talk and talk to God. Say, why? He's right here. As long as I got King Jesus, I've got the God of the universe right here in my heart. And he's not going anyplace.
Amen.
He took up residence. He dwells there. It's not a temporary abode. He didn't come by and then leave. He took up residence. And he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I got God in my heart. You ever think about that? Now, I've heard people say, you know, I just can't understand how Jesus could be God. That little baby laying in the manger, you know, the Gold City sings that song, I Believe. They say, if you looked at Jesus in the manger, you see God in the hay. And people have a hard time. I'll tell you what gives me a hard time. I can't believe God lives in here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And there and there and there and there. And I know that. I wasn't pointing at you, Tommy. I was pointing to Lewis. Yeah. Isn't that an amazing concept? The God of the universe, the power that created all that is and sustains it by the word of his power, that same God lives in my heart and in your heart and in your heart. You say, well, how do you explain that? I don't even try.
Amen.
But I've got that on a long list of other things I can't explain. Amen. It don't bother me a bit that I can't explain it. If I can see it happening, I just take it for granted that it's so. Amen. Number 9 or 10 or wherever, 9. As long as I got King Jesus, I got all I need. Well, look at the preceding 8 things. What else do you need? What else do you need? Oh, I know you got a lot of things you want. But if you seek the kingdom of God first, God add all those necessary things to you. Amen. God said he would supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't say he would supply all your wants. The truth is you can live off of bologna as well as you can a sirloin.
Amen.
Amen. God supplies you with food. Instead of telling God to follow on. You still back there, Lord? He ought to be in front. He's the light. If you don't want to stumble, put the light in front. I've got all I need in Christ Jesus. I got everything I need to satisfy me spiritually, to fill the hunger, to fill the void, to give me leadership and fellowship and comfort when it's needed, to give me wisdom and light and instruction on the way. I got everything I need as long as I got King Jesus. Amen. And then last but not least, as long as I got King Jesus, I got a story to tell.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Paul preaches 5 times in the New Testament. And 3 times out of 5, you know what he does? He tells about his conversion. Be ready always to give a reason for the hope that lieth in you. That's you telling folks why you have hope in your heart. Every Christian is commanded to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as long as I got King Jesus, I got a story to tell. I'm here to tell you, I got saved by grace March the 4th, 1972. Brother Bobby Utley, almost every time he preaches, he's got to get in there some way or another about his conversion on that Sunday morning at Lane Street Baptist Church. And a couple years ago, somebody that had been going to his church for a long time put a little note on his pulpit. And they said, "Dear Pastor Utley, I am sick and tired of hearing about Lane Street Baptist Church." Well, it hurt Brother Utley's feelings. It really did. Well, he said something about it in the pulpit. The next week, he had a bunch of notes laying on his pulpit. And every one of them said the same thing. Said, "Preacher Utley, we like hearing about Lane Street Baptist Church." Amen. I like talking about Meridian, Mississippi. I like talking about Lot 15, Briarwood Trader Park. I like talking about the night the high sheriff of glory rode down the hills of heaven and arrested my soul. I like that stuff. Amen. As long as I got King Jesus, I got a story to tell. I was a sinner, dead in trespasses and sin, headed for a Christless grave and a godless eternity. And the Lord God of glory sent his beloved Son down to save me and to redeem me and watch
washed me whiter than snow. And the Holy Spirit came in and took up residence and gave me peace and joy for today and tomorrow and the day after that, and gave me assurance that my sins were forgiven. Got a witness in my soul that heaven is my home. I'm telling you, I want to tell the world, as long as I got King Jesus, I got a story to tell. Every saved person is a story that needs to be told to a sin-cursed, hell-bound, dying world. Let me end with a question. Have you told the story lately? Have you told the story? If you haven't, maybe you ought to try and tell it tomorrow.
Amen.
Tell some poor sinner what the God of glory did for you. And if they'd received King Jesus, they have all they need.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Pray now that you'd help us.